Hey everybody, welcome back for your channeled message for the month of April. I'm Karen Crisco and I channel my guide Grace. I would like to welcome all of our new members. There was quite an increase over the past month, so thank you for tuning in. For all of the regulars that come back, I am so pleased to have you. It's so nice to connect with your energy and I send everyone out with lots of love and light. So let's get to it. Let's connect with Grace and see what she has to say for everybody for the month of April. All right, so Grace comes in dancing and she's like, take it away, Grace. Let's go. Let's dive into this. She says, I welcome everybody. A very warm welcome. Thank you for joining in. It is a wonderful community of bright souls. And she says, and the light shines within each and every one of you. As I bring this message to you, for this month, she says, I'd like to rephrase that. And as I'm connecting with Grace with all of that, she has all this information trying to come out and it's like you're trying to get it all out, but it won't fit through. It's like trying to walk through the door with, a whole bunch of bags and you just can't get through. It's like the information's there, but it's not coming out. So it's just kind of funny, to have that experience with Grace. So go ahead, Grace. Grace chuckles and she says, it's definitely going to be a month with a lot of turn of events happening around and throughout the world. So this is where, and she says, that's actually a very good explanation. She says, for everyone to grasp in their mind what the month is going to be like. In many areas, it's going to be very different around the world. There are going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of controversy when it comes to everything that's going around with the pandemic of different areas doing different things. She says, you thought it was bad before with a lot of indecisive, people and information. She says, there are going to be certain communities that are going to be hit harder than others when it comes to the sense of what to do and what's going on. She says, and this isn't for just particular this month, but upcoming as well. She says, of course, she says, there are going to be different strains coming out within, she says, the virus world. And she says, and there's going to be a lot of money research put in. She says, and the only reason why I'm giving you this information is because I want you to realize that you have to do your own research. You have to do what's right for you in understanding and feeling comfortable and taking the precautions and the actions that serve you. And you need to do this because there is going to be, she says, the way the world has networked over the past year, there's going to be, again, that conflict in information of who's doing what and what's where and what's coming out. And she says, all those lovely, chaos of information that is going to come out. And I want you to stand true into what you feel and what you need to look into. Don't let other places dictate how you're going to feel, or don't let them change who you really are. Note that these are events that are going to be happening, and again, not just in this month, but different events are going to be happening. They're going to be dealt with in many different ways. You have to focus on where you are at and how it serves you and how you're going to allow that information and knowledge to be absorbed within you. So in a bigger sense, a bigger picture, I want everyone to really focus this month on honing in their own energy, honing into their own thoughts, feelings, but also seeing a vision for your future. And even though there are going to be shifts and change and new strains and conflict in information, you still have to keep pushing forward into who you are. You are strong, you are wise, you are powerful. And with that, you also have the right of moving forward to keep creating your life, to keep moving forward in your passions, your desires, and your dreams. Just because certain things may be limited doesn't mean that has to be your only focus. Do what you can when you can. Allow yourself to wake up each morning grateful and thankful for what you have. And keep yourself from pushing forward and allowing yourself to hone in to your energy. Keep your energy with yourself and allow yourself to see what's going on externally and then choose and take action in what serves you. All right, so Grace bows out and gives her little nod towards me. So thank you for that, Grace, for bringing into that message. I'm going to have to listen to it again because I just allow it to flow as a conduit freely to you. So again, remember, as Grace brings through these messages, you can take and leave what you want from them. It is not intended for you to go off of and use it as medical advice or whatever she brings through. So please know there's always free will, which is a great lesson to understand, that there's always free will and choice. And you have to do, you know, definitely what serves you, but again, within the scope of being safe and following, you know, specific guidelines and rules as well too. So thank you for Grace for coming in, and I hope everyone has a wonderful month of April. Take care. Bye for now.